I like reading the Bible because many times when I read through the Bible, even the same passage over and over again, the Holy Spirit will bring into mind different aspects of that verse, and many times actually the Holy Spirit will show me more privileges and more blessings that, you know, I haven't thought through when I just initially read through that passage. And one such verse that came to mind recently is actually found in 2 Corinthians 3:17 that I wish to share with everyone. It's once again in 2 Corinthians 3:17 where it says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." This is a short verse, and I believe many Christians can probably even memorize this verse, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom," or "there is liberty." But, you know, the more I read through this, the more the Holy Spirit reminds me of many different privileges that comes out from this verse. And one of the things that came to mind, or, you know, when I was meditating on this verse, when I was thinking through this verse, was that, you know, exactly what liberty does the Spirit of God bring, sets me free from? And in order to answer this question, of course, you know, the first thing to ask is, okay, so what bondages are there that we could be set free from? And in order to answer this question, you know, the Spirit brought to my mind in certain things about the human being, where the human is actually made out of three different aspects, where there's the physical body, the soul, which is the intellect, the mind, and the will, and also the spirit of the human body. All these three formed one human being. And just like, you know, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is a trinity, the human being is also three different parts that make up one whole human being. The human body, the physical body, the soul, the mind, will, the emotion, which is the soul, and also the spirit of the human being. Now, all three parts, the body, the soul, and the spirit, could be under certain bondages. And in this verse, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty," God sets us free from all these three different kinds of bondages. Now, let's think through what kind of bondages does the physical body go through. Well, the first and obvious question is, first and obvious answer is, of course, sickness and diseases, illnesses. You know, when we have certain kinds of sickness or certain kinds of illnesses, we are under the bondage or under the influences of whatever, you know, that bacteria or whatever that virus brings to our body. And for those who have chronic illnesses, you know, they suffer through all the effects of those illnesses. Whether it's, you know, heart problems or respiratory problems, asthma, or any other disease, chronic diseases, the people, the human body is actually suffering through the bondage or the influence of those diseases. And you know, of course, those who are, you know, blind, those who are deaf, those who are mute, they cannot, you know, see, hear, or speak, and they are under the bondages of the effects of those sickness and illnesses. And when we read through the Gospels, we can see that, you know, one aspect of the liberty that Jesus brings is freedom from the bondages of the physical body, where Jesus brought in many healings to people who needed a physical touch or a physical healing, that, you know, the deaf can hear, the blind can see, and the lame can walk. That is one of the more supernatural aspect of Jesus's ministry. So we can see that, you know, when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The liberty sets us free from physical bondages. But that's not all. There's also the bondages of the soul, which is the mind, the will, and the intellect of the human being. And what kind of bondages are there? Well, probably the most obvious are, of course, mental illnesses. A certain unjustifiable fears or phobias, or certain, you know, schizophrenia, all these mental illnesses. Of course, there's also, you know, probably some physical problems with that, but Jesus also sets us free from these kinds of diseases and these kinds of illnesses, the mental illnesses. But there's also more. There are people who are so bondage by fear, or so bondage by anger, so bondage by bitterness, that, you know, without the help of a supernatural help, the help of God, they are trapped in that downward spiral, downward cycle of you know, just bad attitudes or badness in their life. You know, where someone is constantly in bitterness, that will not only hurt their interpersonal relationship, that will also even eventually hurt their own physical body, and you know, how they withstand certain diseases and certain physical ailments. You know, so Jesus, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Jesus also sets us free from the mental problems, the mental emotional problems. This is the bondage of the soul. But and last of all, there's also the bondage of the spirit, and you know, the most most easily recognizable bondage of the spirit is what? Demon possession. And when we read through the Gospels, we can see that this is actually also one of Jesus's major ministries, is to free people from demon possession, or probably even demon influence diseases and sicknesses. But perhaps the greatest and most important bondage that God frees us from is actually from the bondage of being in the kingdom of darkness, which means that, you know, those who do not know God, and those who do not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, are in bondage to the kingdom of darkness. It says so in Colossians 1:13. So let's just turn there, where Colossians 1:13 says, God, or He, has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. This is talking to, you know, just read through the whole verse, because I'm just picking out, read through the whole chapter. I'm just picking out there certain verses where it says, God has delivered us from the power of the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, or into the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So those who are not under the kingdom of light are in the kingdom of darkness. There is no middle ground. Either you are one in one, the kingdom of light, or you are in the other, the kingdom of darkness. And those who do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior are under the influence of the power of the kingdom of darkness. This is basically what a general summary of what the verse in Colossians 1:13 says. And I believe one of the greatest freedom that we can experience as Christians is when we come to know Jesus and God Himself transfers us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. In fact, if you read through 2 Corinthians chapter 3, you can see that the whole context is talking about being set free from a veil that prevents us from seeing the truth, or being set free from the veil that was put upon us by the kingdom of darkness, so that we will not be able to see the truth of the kingdom of light. Basically, it's talking about conversion, being, you know, turning from a non-Christian to become a Christian, not knowing the truth to finally seeing the light, being able to see the truth of the Word of God and coming to know Him. So just a quick summary of, you know, 2 Corinthians 3, maybe from verse 9 to the end of the chapter, verse 18. It says that, you know, those who at the time when Paul was writing this letter, he was talking about, you know, there are people at the time who are reading through the Bible, you know, reading through the Old Testament at that time, and they read, but they could not come to an understanding that, in fact, the Old Testament is pointing towards that the truth, that the reality that Jesus is the Messiah, or Jesus is the Savior. The reason they can't understand this is because they are under the power of the kingdom of darkness, and you know, the kingdom of darkness put a veil in front of them, so that when they are trying to read the Old Testament, they are reading it through a veil, unable to see the truth behind the whole Old Testament truth and reality that points to the fact that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Messiah, the one that they are waiting for to come and save them, or to come and save us. So I believe when we read the verse, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." It, you know, the liberty that God brings us, that God brings us to, or God sets us free from, is, you know, the physical bondages, the sickness, the diseases, the illnesses, the bondage of the soul, you know, which is bitterness, anger, mental problems, and the bondage of the spirit, of course, demon possession, and the most important bondage of the spirit is being bonded to being under the kingdom of darkness. So all aspects of these are the things that God can and will set us free from when we invite the Spirit of the Lord to come into our presence. That's what it means, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, meaning that where God is, there is liberty. But as Christians, we enjoy a lot of freedoms, but also because we have such great freedom and such great liberty, God also brings us certain warnings to us that in order for us to, you know, to not go wild or not go unrestrained with the liberties that we have. So let's turn to the book of Galatians and check out the certain warnings that God gives us. This is just found in the book of Galatians chapter 15. Galatians chapter 5. There's no chapter 15 in Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Okay, so this is what the Bible says. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." This is Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, where God says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty or in the freedom by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." This is the first warning that God is giving us, saying that, hey, you know what? Enjoy your freedom and don't go back into bondages. You know, enjoy the freedom that Christ has won for us and has given us, and let us not, you know, fall back into the bondages. And once again, there are many people who, you know, once they receive Christ and they enjoy Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they're having, you know, a great time and enjoying the freedom that comes with Christ. But then over time, as they slowly spend time in the kingdom of a light, that, you know, slowly, for some reason, they fall into bondages again. You know, certain bondages like alcoholism or bitterness, anger, all these can creep up unnoticed into the life of a believer. And that's why the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, is warning us, hey, remember the freedom that God has given you. Remember that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is liberty. And stand fast in it. Do not fall back into bondages. Do not let other things, whether it's a virus or bacteria, or whether it's, you know, alcohol or anger or bitterness, start creeping back into your life and trying to take control of you once again, trying to put you into bondage once again. So as Christians, you know, we should be careful to stand fast in the freedom and to constantly just remind us or ourselves that, yes, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I have freedom from the bondages of the physical body, which means I have freedom over, you know, being caught in sickness or in illnesses and diseases. I have freedom from the bondage of the soul, so no anger, no bitterness will take hold in my heart. And of course, I have freedom from the bondages of the Spirit, that, you know, no demons can actually attack me. Because, you know, Christ has won my freedom, and there's no, you know, I won't fall back into apostasy, or I won't fall back into not acknowledging Jesus as my Lord, because, you know, this is a freedom that God has won for me, that Jesus has won for me through what he did on the cross. So this is the first warning that God reminds us that, yes, he gave us a lot of liberty, he gave us a lot of freedom, and let us stand fast in that freedom, and don't let anything creep up into our lives to take hold of those. And whenever they try to come, let's just remind them that, you know, yes, we have freedom in Christ, and we have freedom, you know, and because God is in us, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is in us when we receive Christ, that he will send his Holy Spirit in to live in us. So that's a warning that the Apostle Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, gives to all Christians. Hey, stand fast in your freedom. Don't let anyone or anything, any virus, any bad emotions to steal away that freedom that Jesus has won for us and Jesus has given us. And the second warning is actually found in the same chapter, Galatians chapter 5. But let's just go down to verse 13, where it says, "For you, brothers, have been called to liberty," or called to freedom. "Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." So this is the second warning that God is telling us, that yes, we have been called to freedom, but we should not use that freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." This is Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. And let's just keep on reading verse 15. "But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another." So the second warning that God is telling us is that, hey, do not use your freedom for whatever desire you want, but instead, because you have that freedom, use it as an opportunity to love one another. Because in when we love our neighbors as ourselves, we fulfill the righteous requirement that God has given us. In fact, this is actually the same thing that Jesus said, that the greatest commandment, of course, is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. And the second greatest commandment is to love our neighbors as ourselves. When we fulfill these two aspects, or these two love requirements, we have basically fulfilled the righteous requirement that God has set for his people. So once again, in this short time, I just want to remind us that yes, indeed, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And God has given us great liberty, great freedom, that we are free from the bondages of the physical body, we are free from the bondages of the soul, and we are free from the bondages of the spirit. But we should be careful not to misuse this freedom, and we should always constantly remind ourselves that yes, God has already set us free, so let's not go back into bondage. Let's not let those things influence us again. And also that we should constantly remember that, you know, we are not given freedom so that we can do whatever we want, or in excess, but rather we are given the freedom so that we can show love to one another. This is basically what Galatians 5, verse 13 is saying. So having said this, once again, I just want to invite those that, you know, if you find yourself in certain kind of physical bondages, meaning that illness or sicknesses or disease, or even emotional bondages, you know, suffering from certain mental illnesses, or even caught in a spirit of anger or depression or fear, or if you find yourselves in the bondage of the spirit, that, you know, you can always invite God to come into your situation, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And anytime you need someone to pray with you, just send me out an email and I will be glad to pray with you as I read your email. Speaking of prayer, let's end this time with prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this time, and Lord, thank you for reminding us of the great privileges and the blessings that you have given us, where you remind us that where you are, there is freedom, and the freedom is more than we ever deserve, and more, even more than what we can imagine. Lord, you bring us freedom from diseases, you bring us freedom from mental illnesses, you bring us freedom from emotional problems, and most importantly, you bring us freedom, you bring us freedom from the kingdom of darkness, and you are and you will bring us into the kingdom of light. Lord, so Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Once again, I pray for all my listeners, Lord, that those who are sick, Lord, that you will just stretch out your hand, Lord, your healing touch, and just touch them, Lord. Set them free from the bondages of the physical body. Set them free from the bondages of the emotional or mental problems, Lord. And set them free, most importantly, from the power of darkness, of the kingdom of darkness, Lord, so that they will be able to see the truth and come and to love you and to know you, because, Lord, you first love us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.